Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have got to break down the implications of this meeting that Trump just had with the president of El Salvador, Bukele. Now, during this meeting, they talk about Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the dude who was unjustly deported to the one country he was not supposed to be deported to, and the Trump admin even admitted this was a, quote, administrative error. Now, I went on Fox 5 DC, a local Fox station, and talked about this exact case right after this meeting to make sure I control the narrative. But let's break down what happened in the Oval Office, because they're playing this incredibly twisted game where Trump says he doesn't have the power to return Garcia. Then Bukele says he doesn't have the power to return Garcia. They're basically playing this game of heads I win, tails you lose, and it's disgusting. I'll break it down. Let's jump in with this first clip of Caitlin Collins confronting Trump.
Let's hear the question from this very low-rated anchor at CBS.
Do you plan to ask President Bukele to help return the man who your administration says was mistakenly deported? The man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador?
Well, let me ask Pam, would you ask to answer that question?
Sure, President. First and foremost, he was illegally in our country. He had been illegally in our country. And in 2019, two courts, an immigration court and an appellate immigration court, ruled that he was a member of MS-13.
They apprehensively ruled that he may be a member of MS-13. Is she going to mention how they also ruled he can't be deported to one specific country that he was deported to? If she's going to mention these rulings, she has to mention, right? She has to mention the fact that they also went against these same rules.
And he was illegally in our country. Right now, it was a paperwork. It was additional paperwork had needed to be done. That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us. The Supreme Court ruled, President.
What do you mean it's not up to us? Dude, you're sitting next to the president of El Salvador right now. You're saying it's up to El Salvador. Trump could just turn over to El Salvador and say, I'm going to tariff you if you don't bring him back. This is a man who has a family in the United States. By the way, he's not an MS-13 member. He left El Salvador when he was, I believe, 16 years old, and he grew up in a rough environment, and MS-13 would have killed him if he went back. This dude wasn't 13 years old out there being a gang member.
That if, as El Salvador wants to return him, this is international matters, foreign affairs, if they wanted to return him, we would facilitate it.
Okay, then put pressure on El Salvador to do it. Then look at what happens when Bukele is asked about this.
How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
He is not a terrorist. There is no proof that he's a terrorist. He has multiple children in the United States. He was a hardworking dude who had never even been arrested. The one time he was detained outside of a Home Depot, he was let go immediately, and he got a few traffic violations. Traffic violation.
You could release him inside El Salvador.
Yeah, but I'm not releasing. I mean, we're not very fond of releasing terrorists into our country. I mean,
he's not a terrorist. See, this is the problem with removing due process. He's able to label Garcia a terrorist, a terrible human being, all of these crazy labels because Garcia never got the chance to defend himself. So now that you saw Trump and Bukele playing this game, let's check out my hit on Fox 5 DC. Make sure you drop a like if you appreciate me going on the news to control the narrative.
Obviously, the topic of discussion for this hour happens to surround Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia. You heard the president actually speaking about it. He is sitting, or rather sat down, with the El Salvador president, Bukele, to have this discussion, flanked by none other than the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and the Vice President, J.D. Vance. With regard to what they had to say, I'm curious your take on all of that.
Yeah, there were a lot of lies and games being played by the Trump admin during that meeting right there. So first of all, the Supreme Court did not rule in favor of the Trump admin 9-0. It was actually against the Trump admin 9-0. So that's a weird game that they're playing there. But also, I just want to say, as a Democrat, if there are any violent criminals in this country, we want these people to be deported. That is okay. You can deport violent criminals, but we also want there to be due process. And right now, Trump and even Bukele are playing this weird game Trump and Bukele are playing a weird game of heads I win, tails you lose with immigrants' rights. So they've denied certain immigrants the chance to file a habeas petition before being deported because they say it's premature. But then after the person is deported, Trump says they have no way to bring him back. And even Bukele just said they have no way to send Abrego back, which is like, dude, you've been expanding your power in El Salvador for a while, but you nor Trump have the power to bring this guy back. Again, it's a twisted game of heads I win, tails you lose. Can't file your habeas petition before, can't file it after, you're out of luck. If you want to see the rest of this interaction, it'll be on my Substack below. I post all of my news interactions on my Substack, but let's go back to this Oval Office meeting because it does not get any better. Here's Trump talking about his tariffs, claiming victory. I'm not even going to play the full clip, but I'll play part of it because you have to understand, Trump has folded every single step of the way with his tariffs. Even when it seemed like he was kind of being hard-headed with China, and we were wondering who's going to blink first, Xi or Trump, we didn't have to wait that long because Trump made an exemption for the largest export from China to the United States, which is electronics and phones and stuff like that. So electronic equipment now is not tariffed, which gives us no leverage. And really quickly, I love my cat. He's this chubby orange dude who definitely thinks he owns the place, but he doesn't talk back. He's good at cuddling. And honestly, he's a little bit picky when it comes to food. If I give him the same food over and over, he'll shoot me the side eye. That is why I am thrilled that this episode is sponsored by Smalls. They have been revolutionizing the way that cat food works. There are no mystery meats, no sketchy chemicals, no overly processed meats, just purely transparent, fresh protein-packed recipes delivered straight to your door, and you'll know everything that's in them. It's incredibly healthy for your cat, and get this, 88% of cat owners saw health improvements after switching from their normal kibble to small. So because you're a listener of the Adam Mockler Show, you get 35% off, plus an additional 50% off your final order. If you go to smalls.com and use code Adam, ADAM. Again, that is smalls.com, link in the description below, and make sure you type in code Adam, say that we sent you, you'll get 50% off your final order, you'll get free shipping, you'll get 35% off certain products if you go down and use code Adam. Your cat will thank you, and I appreciate you guys and Smalls. Now back to the episode. What do you mean? It's insane.
Question?
On tariffs?
No, not you.
Oh, and by the way, I haven't pointed this out yet, but he's very, very nasty to Caitlin Collins throughout this entire interaction. Look, Caitlin tries to ask a question right here, and he shuts her down.
Question?
On tariffs?
No, not you.
That's just rude. I mean, I get that he's trying to attack the media. That's part of his shtick. But I guess Bill Maher would say, hey, he smiled behind the scenes.
Pharmaceuticals, what? Semiconductor tariffs, and potentially pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals, we're going to do. We don't make our own drugs, our own pharmaceuticals. We don't make our own drugs anymore. The drug companies are in Ireland and they're in lots of other places, China. And all I have to do is impose a tariff. The more, the faster they move in. The higher the tariff, it's very simple. It's in.
The more tariffs, the faster they move in. That's not how it works. If you place a 20% tariff, they're not going to move slower than a 60% tariff. In both cases, it'll probably take 12 to 16 to 18 months to get these factories built and people hired. Here's Trump saying that he would be okay with deporting people who are naturalized American citizens. And what did I say earlier? When you begin to remove due process from naturalized citizens, from anybody rather, if you remove due process for anybody, then it's such a slippery slope that within weeks you'll be deporting full-on American citizens, because the question is, how will these American citizens prove that they're not illegal if they never get the chance, if they're never able to file a habeas petition, if they're never able to push back? Watch this.
Just a follow-up question, a clarification. You mentioned that you're open to deporting individuals that aren't foreign aliens, but are criminals, to El Salvador. Does that include potentially U.S. citizens, fully naturalized Americans?
If they're criminals and if they hit people with baseball bats over their head that happen to be 90 years old, and if they rape 87-year-old women in Coney Island, Brooklyn, yeah, that includes them. What, do you think there's a special category of person?
Yeah, there's a special category called somebody in the United States who deserves due process. Now, here's the thing. I got to say this carefully. Even rapists deserve due process. maybe not deserve, but are afforded due process in America. This is how the system works. No matter what crime you committed, whether you are here legally, whether you are here illegally, whether you are the world's worst person, or whether you're just somebody who accidentally got picked up on the side of the road because you kind of matched the description, you get to give your side of the story. You get to file a habeas petition, which means you have to show your body in court, give your side, and be able to defend yourself. Due process is necessary in America. And the reason that was hard to say is because I'm not trying to say that rapists deserve anything. I'm just saying that due process is afforded to anybody who committed even the most heinous crimes. Hopefully that was said in a careful way. But here is Trump continuing to answer and say he doesn't understand why people deserve some sort of due process.
They're as bad as anybody that comes in. We have bad ones, too. And I'm all for it. Because we can do things with the president for less money and have great security.
What? With the way this is going, he's going to be declaring open season on U.S. citizens in zero time. Here is Trump continuing to attack Caitlin Collins.
Well, Mr. President, you said that if the Supreme Court said someone needed to be returned, that you would abide by that. You said that on Air Force One just a few days ago. And
how
they said that it must be
facilitated. Why don't you just say, isn't it wonderful that we're keeping criminals out of our country? Why can't you just say that?
What's a legal...
Nobody believes that, by the way. I've never talked to a single Democrat who wants more criminals in the country. And by the way, if there is a Democrat, if I were at like a Democratic rally and someone next to me was like, bring more criminals in, I'd be like, dude, get out of our coalition. We want a safe country. That's not going to win voters over. But the thing is, even criminals deserve due process. Even people who are here illegally deserve some sort of due process. It's a simple argument, and Trump keeps pointing to these red herrings by claiming that Democrats want more criminals in the country. Never fall for that argument. Never concede that argument. Never even give an inch. No Democratic politician has ever said there should be more criminals. Was that Obama's platform in 2014? Oh yeah, no, Biden said in 2022, we want more criminals. Nobody's ever said this, is my point. But I'm going to leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe to help boost this video. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.